Sergeant Michael Marzano would have been 29 years old this week, but he died just 3 months into his service with the 2nd Marine Expeditionary Force in Iraq. Those who knew Marzano say he loved the Marines, his family, and mixing it up in the boxing ring. Anne Murray of member station WYEP in Pittsburgh reports.
Even as a child, Michael Marzano talked about one day following his grandfather and Father Albert into the military.
He wanted to be in Marine Corps since he was a couple years old, as long as I can remember.
A high school wrestling injury nearly kept Marzano out of the Marines. He applied and reapplied until he got a medical waiver. After 4 years of active service, he went to college in Phoenix and joined a local Marine Reserve unit there. He switched units when he learned that an Ohio group needed troops for Iraq.
That's Mike. That's what I'm saying. He felt he had unfinished business.
Jack Lowe says Marzano was equally determined in the boxing ring. Lowe trained Marzano at his Southside Boxing Club in Youngstown when Marzano won Golden Glove amateur titles. But Lowe says Marzano was never a bully, in or out of the ring.
He could have done some damage and he could have been a real tough guy out down the street because of a boxer, but he was never like that. He wasn't out to cause trouble. Mike was a very good kid, nice kid.
Michael Marzano was killed on May 7th by a suicide bomber in western Iraq. Marzano's mother and father retrieved their son's body in a cargo loading area at the Pittsburgh airport. Albert Marzano fought with the Corps in Vietnam and was wounded in combat there. He says he realized that his son would face similar dangers in Iraq, but he wasn't prepared for the loss of his only child.
And I thought he would come back, because I know his mother wanted me to try to talk him out of it if I could, and I guess I talked with him about it, but maybe I didn't try as hard as... Excuse me.
But Marzano's mother, Margie Bonds, now believes no one could have stopped Michael from going to Iraq. His biggest fear about the war was wounding his parents with his death.
He took care of both of us. He loved us both.
Five Marines in dress blues roll Marzano's flag-draped coffin to a waiting hearse. They escorted Marzano and his family home to Greenville, a small town north of Pittsburgh.
Paula.
Sergeant Michael Marzano was buried in St. Michael's Cemetery, not far from his boyhood home in Greenville. For NPR News, this is Anne Murray.